Time now for this week's Nutrition Minute.
We're talking about the dairy group today. So all milks and milk products are included in the dairy group, and so we've got some examples here. Both chocolate milk and white milk, yogurt and cheese would be considered part of the dairy group. But what you want to watch out for is sugar. So things like chocolate milk and flavored yogurts have a lot more sugar than both white milk or plain yogurt. So choose white milk or plain yogurt whenever you can. So it's really important to get about 2 or 3 servings of dairy every day. And the reason is dairy has a lot of calcium in it, which is really important for building those strong bones as you're growing. One way to help you get enough dairy is to have a glass of milk with dinner every night. So don't forget, kids, to eat healthy and stay active.
Hi, Lauren here at Lifetime with Darren. Darren, we're in the MMA gym. Tell me a little bit about MMA and what you do here at Lifetime.
Well, what we do here at Lifetime Fitness is we have classes for everyone. Kids, adults, age does not matter. We do boxing, kickboxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, wrestling. We basically do it all for mixed martial arts.
What does mixed martial arts mean?
Mixed martial arts is mixed martial arts, but it's a mixture of everything from, it could be from kung fu to boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, submission fighting, pretty much anything.
Oh no, Victor. So, I'm assuming when you walk in the gym, that's probably not the first thing you
do. That's not the etiquette to come in here and do in the MMA room, no.
Okay, good to know, good to know. So how long have you been doing MMA?
I've been doing MMA for about 10 years, but martial arts since I was 6 years old for about 18 years.
So you started young. How young do you think kids should start picking this up?
We start kids at 4 years old here. I have had a 2-year-old one more time do it before, and he did everything I told him to do. So it can range depending on the person, but 4 years old is typically when we start.
And what kind of skills are young kids learning here in the gym?
They're learning everything from, one, the physical aspects, kickboxing, boxing, wrestling, but also learning responsibility not to misuse their martial arts outside of the facility.
Okay, so when a kid walks in this door, what are the safety rules they should know?
Safety rules, make sure, one, obey the rules, do what I say, wear the correct gear, gloves, mouthpiece, and any other equipment depending on what sport that we're doing or activity that we're doing.
What's your favorite class to teach?
My favorite class is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
What is Brazilian?
Brazilian
I don't know
what that Jiu-Jitsu is wrestling with submissions, so you learn how to do choke holds, arm bars, leg locks, and you just try and submit the other person.
That seems a little bit scary. As a kid, I would be a little intimidated walking into the
class.
Most
kids are and some aren't, but some of them absolutely love it. We don't start off with the chokes and stuff first. That is the scary part, but when they join in, they learn just one, the responsibility part, respect your partner, make sure they respect you, and start off brick by brick by brick building up their foundation. Very, very easy.
If I were to walk into this gym, how would we warm up?
How do we warm up is, one, we put some gloves on. I take you through a little crash course, make sure you know what you're doing.
All right.
Are we going
to
do that?
Ladies? Yeah.
Let's go to a bag. Hands up, thumbs here. I want you to go left hand first, then right hand. That's going to be your jab cross. You're just going to go 1, 2, back to defense. That's all I want to see. Ready, set, go. 1, 2. By yourselves. Now, as you're doing it with your right hand, I want you to put a little pivot in there. 1, pivot, turn your hip, and then come back. 1, 2, come back.
Okay, so now let's learn a few kicks. Tell us how to throw a kick. What's your favorite kick?
My favorite kick is the roundhouse kick. Very basic. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be high. Just think 2 steps. Basic steps. I'm going to turn my left foot so I can turn my hip sideways and bring my shin in to kick the bag. So from here, just think 1, 2, reset. Hands up, step, kick. Reset. And go ahead, ladies. Mixed martial arts or anything from boxing, kickboxing, it's a whole different cardio because you're bringing up your heart rate, bringing it down, bringing up your heart rate, bringing it down. So as a fitness aspect, it's a great tool to use for whatever sport or activity that you're in.
So I'd assume Victor's heart rate is way too high right
now. He needs
now.
A little more practice.
He needs a little help.
It's time for our junior reporter to interview another one of your favorite Minnesota Vikings.
What if you couldn't play football? What job would you want?
I would be somewhere in the business field for sure.
Okay.
I'm super savvy, so I got to do something like that.
What made you want to be a famous football player?
I mean, in my neighborhood when I was little, everybody always told me I was fast, and I was always the fast guy. So and my coaches kind of prepped me up, and I just started loving the game, you know what I mean? Started playing corner early and fell in love with it.
What are you looking forward about U.S. Bank Stadium?
Oh, it's a magnificent stadium. It's crazy. I'm just to play in it, you know, have my family around and us winning games.
What is your favorite memory from playing football?
My favorite memory so far is when I was in Pop Warner and I scored my first touchdown, because I was running all wild and my head was all like this and I was just running crazy. So that was something, that's something to remember.
What made you like football?
I would say playing the cornerback position, just falling in love with it. The challenges that it brings to you every day.
What is your go-to dance move?
Whoo, that's a tough one. Oh, I don't even have a dance move. That's crazy, right?
Yep.
You got a dance move?
Yeah. My brother actually taught me it. It's
what
like
is
this.
It?
Yeah, my brother actually taught me that.
The fun isn't over yet.
Are you gonna
fish? I had one.
Yeah, you did.
You distracted me.
Still to come on Vikings Huddle.